CRI News, I'm Moon Jae. 23 people have been killed and 5 others seriously injured after a light truck carrying railway construction workers overturned in northwest China's Gansu province. The truck with the driver and 27 passengers aboard overturned in a mountain tunnel this morning in the Manhua Township in Lintao County of Dingxi City. The tunnel was still under construction as part of a railway that will link the northwestern city of Lanzhou with Chongqing in the southwest. An initial investigation shows that a brake failure was to blame for the accident. China Southern Airlines says it was forced to suspend the operation of its first Airbus A380 Super Jumbo Saturday due to a mechanical fault, only 12 days after the jet was put into use in China. The company says the jumbo jet was scheduled to fly from Beijing to Shanghai Saturday, but its flight had to be called off due to the fault. It says the company needs to transport air materials from abroad to fix the problem, without specifying the nature of the mechanical failure. The company used an A330 jet for the flight instead. China's top legislature has adopted an amendment to the military service law promising better placement for demobilized soldiers. The amendment provides that demobilized soldiers who register for a civil servant examination or apply for a position in government institutions will be given preference. It says military service will be regarded as a community-level work experience, which is a requirement for civil service hopefuls eyeing central and provincial-level posts. The amendment also requires local governments to organize free vocational education and technical training for demobilized soldiers and issue certificates to trainees. China's top legislature has adopted an amendment to the resident identity card law in a bid to better protect residents' personal information in identity cards. The MPC approved lawmakers' suggestion of having Chinese citizens' fingerprints recorded when they apply for or change ID cards. Lawmakers held that including fingerprints in ID cards would help identify people in a faster and more precise manner and would effectively curb the counterfeiting and altering of the cards. The amendment also increased punishment to those found guilty of leaking citizens' personal information. This is CRI News. The coalition force has confirmed 13 soldiers with the NATO-led International Security Assistance Force were killed in a suicide car bomb attack in the Afghan capital Kabul on Saturday. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack, which occurred near the Darulaman Palace, the bombed-out seat of former Afghan kings on the southwest outskirts of the capital. It was the deadliest of two attacks in the day that targeted either the U.S.-led coalition or Afghan government offices in the country. The death toll from the powerful earthquake that hit southeastern Turkey rose to 582, and the number of injured was over 4,100. Nearly 187 people have been rescued, but chances of finding more alive decreased after the 7.2 magnitude earthquake hit southeastern Turkey 6 days ago. Search and rescue operations are underway at 9 sites in Arix, which suffered the most serious damage with scores of buildings collapsed. The Chinese government has pledged to send $1 million of aid to Turkey, while the Chinese Red Cross has already donated $50,000 for the survivors. Australia's Qantas Airways says it's grounding all its aircraft due to labor dispute, a move that would cost it over $20 million a day. The airline said in a statement that from Monday evening, it will lock out all employees over a protracted industrial dispute with the Engineers Association, pilots, catering and ground handling associations. The Chinese research vessel and icebreaker Xuelong, or Snow Dragon, left Shanghai for Tianjin today, where it will soon set sail for a 6-month Antarctic expedition. Xuelong, an A2-class icebreaker capable of breaking ice 1.2 meters thick, will leave the northern port of Tianjin on November 3rd for the vessel's 28th voyage since 1984. Its crew of 220 will work on 31 scientific research assignments. China has introduced the country's first national plan on groundwater pollution control, urging a combination of legal, economic, technological, and administrative measures for groundwater protection. The Ministries of Environmental Protection, Land and Resources, and Water Resources have announced at a press conference that the State Council or China's cabinet has already approved the National Plan on Groundwater Pollution Control for 2011 to 2020. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.